good afternoon and welcome to another episode of Tree Talk, the official podcast of the Office of Admission here at Indiana State University. My name is Tommy, your host and admissions counselor, and I'm joined here today with another counselor here from the Office of Admission. I'm here with Michelle. Michelle, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. Appreciate you coming on, speaking with us today. I hear that you have come on. You've got a couple of tips and tricks that you want to share with our soon-to-be sycamores, some ideas to put on their mind. Appreciate you coming on, wanting to share those. If you want to, we'll go ahead and jump right into it. Michelle, what are some things you want to share with our sycamores today?
Yeah, so the first thing I want to share is to make sure you're checking your emails. And I mean two forms of emails when I say that. First is your Indiana State Sycamore email. You access that through your student portal. If you haven't accessed your portal, make sure you get that activated and then start checking the emails there. You can get those sent to your phone as well. If you only want to check one account, you can get that forwarded to your primary account. Also, you want to still check your email that you have signed up with Indiana State as well, because financial aid, residential life, state startup, where they are all emailing you, admissions is still emailing you, and so you want to make sure that you get the communication that we're trying to give you to help you start school in the fall. Something else I've thought about, and I also imagine probably like your parents or people that love you or teachers, they're going into some of this as well. So I hate to like be a broken record on this, but it is true. You're about to live on your own. And so there are some practical skills that if you don't already have, you want to make sure you are familiar with them or have at least practiced them a little bit at home before you go off on your own. And so by that, I'm talking about laundry. If you haven't done laundry before, let the summer be a great time for you to master that skill. Some basic cleaning, just how to clean. Make sure the areas that you're touching, you're able to clean up behind you, because you're going to be sharing space with people and you want to make sure you're sharing well with others. If you've not thought about a budget before, how to manage your finances, this would be a good time to start thinking about that and figuring out what's going to work for you as you're managing your own money soon. And then also maybe coming up with a few easy meals like that you can make in the microwave or on the stovetop in case you need a change of pace from the dining hall or you don't have money left to go out to eat. You've got a few more options for how to keep yourself fed in college. And then lastly, and this is just good advice I'm finding more and more in my life every day, but how to be a good advocate for yourself. I feel like there are so many times that we talk to students and they don't quite understand what the situation is or the question is, and then they don't ask further questions to clarify and make sure they understand. So practice this summer or, whenever, being a good advocate for yourself. If you don't quite understand, ask questions. Find people that you trust that can help you figure out what's going on. But for sure, like, you have a voice, use it. And you will need to use your voice in college.
Yeah, I think that those are all really great points. I think back to being a first year student so many years ago, and there were some of these points I wish I would have thought a little bit more about. I kind of had those tough lessons coming in. Laundry was a big one. I had a mother who took care of me. Some would say spoiled me, and I wouldn't disagree with it. And I never did my first load of laundry till I came to college. And even though there was only three or four buttons on the panel, it was still absolutely nerve-wracking. Am I going to ruin my clothes? I can't afford to get new clothes. So that became quite the learning experience for me. And I really appreciate what you talked about with advocating for yourself, that as you come off to college and kind of this transition between high school and college, you are, you know, really becoming an adult. You're really coming off on your own. Not that your parents and family still can't support you and be there for you and help you. But now is really the time for you to kind of take control of your situation. As you were saying, that right. If something's not going well, you got to be the one to make that phone call or reach out and ask for help. And, you know, as an admissions counselor and as staff members like we are, we absolutely love helping students here. And mm-hmm. I think that a lot of our faculty, a lot of our staff work at Indiana State because we want to see you be successful. So I know it can easier be said than done, but don't be afraid to reach out to us. Don't be afraid to ask your professors for help, ask us for help. We want nothing more than to see you be successful. So mm-hmm. I think that those are absolute great points for a soon-to-be sycamore to be thinking about. So Michelle, when our students arrive on campus here in the fall, could you share with them a couple of resources that they could have if they're looking for someone to help them out or if they've got some questions? Where are some good places our students could start this fall?
Yeah, so some good folks to start with. First, initially, your academic advisor, who you'll be introduced to at State Startup, and then other folks after them. The Dean of Students Office, they're always here to help our students in various capacities. In your resident hall, your RA is a good person to start with, your hall staff and different folks there. And then don't forget your professors. They are connected on our campus. They know of a lot of resources. So if you're not sure who to go to for whatever situation is presenting itself and you need help, start with them and see if they can help connect you as well.
Yeah, for sure. Those are definitely a few people on campus, a few resources that our students here can take advantage of in times of need, whether it be a simple question that you may have or it may be any kind of crisis that may arise during your time here at Indiana State. There are people here that want to help you out, are a resource to help you out, and just want to see you be successful. So, Michelle, appreciate you sharing some of those resources and sharing some of those tips with us today.
Absolutely, anytime.
In the meantime, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to the Office of Admissions at 1-800-GO-TO-ISU. Or you can email us at admissions@indstate.edu. Our staff is available Monday through Friday, and we'll be glad to help you out with any questions that may come up between now and getting you on campus here in the fall. And that'll do it for another episode of Tree Talk, the official podcast from the Office of Admissions here at Indiana State University. For Michelle, this is Tommy, and until next time, go Sycamores!